Hi, everyone. I'm Dan Albers, and welcome to the halftime and pregame show brought to you by Roslow Financial. And I'm joined with a former teammate of mine, John Holmes. And John, thanks for joining us.
Hey, great to be here.
Hey, we always ask the guys, the former, you know, football players, alumni guys, tell everyone about the year you played, position you played, and also your number.
Wow. Well, yeah, I was obviously there for the freshman and in sophomore seasons, and then I went away and came to Colorado and got to play for the state championship team that year here, Columbine. So probably the best year to look at it from the standpoint of playing varsity was my senior year. I believe it was 47 that I had that year.
Yeah, I was going to say 47 or 43 was what rang a bell with me.
Yeah, I was looking for something earlier and I couldn't find out. I want to say 47, but I know Zoglio was 49, so I know it wasn't that one.
Okay. Yeah, so what you just said, the next question I was going to have for you was, you're in Anderson, and I thought you were only there your freshman year. I forgot that you were their freshman sophomore. So you're there for 2 years. You left and you went out to Colorado, and you came back to Anderson. Talk a little bit about that experience of, you know, starting at Anderson and then moving and actually going to a new school and trying to fit in with that program, and talk about that for a little bit.
Well, you know, it was interesting because I left Anderson. I went to a completely different format, completely different offense, completely different defense, and it was, I wouldn't say it was hard to come back, but it was different.
Right.
You know, I remember the practices. I remember the one, the humidity that we didn't have in Colorado.
Right.
But I remember we went up for one of our first scrimmage games, and I can't remember where it was, but all I remember is the whole school was surrounded by corn.
Harrison.
Okay, Harrison. And I remember the quarterback throwing a little fade to this guy, and I didn't go for the ball. I went right for him and knocked him pretty good, and the whole sideline erupted. And then it seemed after that point everything got a little easier, a little slower, and it started to fit back in.
Yeah, and you know that whole experience. I think did you also? So when you went there out in Colorado, did you play defensive back? Is that correct?
Yeah, I played defensive back, and I also played split and then, receiver.
Yeah, then when you came back to Anderson, they had you move back to wide receiver again.
Well, I played defensive back, the opposite side of Gary Vogel.
You did, see, I thought you played wide receiver. Did you play? You played both then, right?
I played both. Matter of fact, Erdman, for whatever reason, I remember the McNicholas game. I don't think I got off the field until I broke my nose.
Oh wow!
Because training at altitude for a year and a half was a big advantage. When I came back to Cincinnati, it was a great advantage. And Erdman just kept on saying, "I don't think you look tired." So.
No, that's good. And we always talk about the guys. We always try to let them. You and I, you know, the league that we played in was a really strong league. We had the Coleraines, the Mount Healthies, the Forest Parks. Is there any team that you either played against or a player that you remember or even maybe a teammate that sticks out in your mind?
Well, you know, anytime we beat Turpin, that was a good game.
Absolutely.
So we beat them our senior year. You know, our team was so close, especially the seniors that year, because if you remember right, we came from that 1980 undefeated middle school team.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Gary Vogel, Ty Burdick, Zoglio,
Andy Cumming.
Cumming, so all those guys. So it was a great team, and it was. I'll be honest with you, it was one of the reasons I came back to Cincinnati, because I could have stayed in Colorado or I could come back, and I decided to come back to finish up my senior year there. But the Forest Park game was probably my best game. It was funny because I got hurt the game before, and so coach sat me out the first quarter, and then in the second quarter, my very first pass. It was like a 75-yard touchdown. It was just Randy threw a bullet to me, and the guy went for my legs, and I just ran over him and went to 75 yards. That was my longest touchdown of that year. I wouldn't say that I had any real favorite guys because I wanted to come back and play with all you guys.
Yeah.
But that first park game was pretty cool.
Yeah, do you, I mean, I remember that senior year, your senior year for me, the one guy that I remember playing against, that you guys played against, was Carlos Snow and Cape. Do you remember that? That was a...
Yeah, I remember that game because, yeah, I swear, it seemed that every team we played that year was ranked.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
If you remember, McNicholas went on to the state.
Yeah.
Cape was really good, and for those of you who don't know, Cape was in Cincinnati Academy for Physical Education, so they had a different advantage than we did. Carlos Snow was there. I took some hits from him. I've never been hit so hard in my life by anybody.
And do you remember that game? You remember that game, how we ended up, we almost beat them.
We came close. I mean, you know, we won three games that year, but we were in every single game. The only game we weren't in, if you remember, it was the McNick game. They just turned out to be a juggernaut. I mean, it was they scored like 24 points against us, and they scored a lot more against everybody else.
So we had
a really solid defense. We had a good team. We didn't catch some of the breaks that some of the other guys, our teams did.
Yeah, exactly. And you said you played on that state championship team in Colorado. What was that like? Was that a pretty cool thing to be a part of?
Yeah, it was cool, but it didn't feel right. You know, because I came in and they put me on special teams, which was great because. The other teams, we kicked off a lot, and the other teams punted us a lot. I got in about 20 plays a game, and then we would go up. But it just, it was kind of like, I'm just a member of another part of the team. That team was just so strong. That team facilities is probably where the Anderson High School facilities are now, and that was back like in 1982, 1983.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember we used to have a 200-pound, press club in the locker room.
Yeah.
Or in the bench area, and I think there was like 9 people on it.
Right.
So, at Columbine, they started at 250.
Right.
Give me an idea.
Yeah, do you remember where our weight room was?
Oh, yeah, right across from the locker room. I kid you not, I got a walking closet in my basement bigger than that.
Yeah, but it was pretty small back then. And I know that, obviously, you and I are friends. We've been, kept in touch for a while and everything. And the one thing that I'm sure you're aware of, and I think you followed a little bit, was when Anderson won the state championship. And for me and for you playing back then, to think that our high school would have been a part of a state championship. It is kind of laughable back then if you would have said that, but that's pretty cool that our high school won a state championship.
Well, I think it was a couple of things. Number one, I think, it was just the right coach at the right time because, that whole area was a very athletic area. When you think about when we played baseball in the Legion teams, when we played soccer, there was a lot of really just good athletes there. I think we always had the talent. I think sometimes maybe our coaching lacked a little bit.
Exactly.
And nothing against Coach Stowe, but, that kind of Soriano offense, and that made a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was before college teams were using that spread offense and whatnot. So I think he was just ahead of his time.
Yeah, I totally agree. And tell everybody about right now where you're at right now. I believe you're out in Colorado. And just talk about what you're doing for job-wise and if you still follow the Anderson Redskins.
So I live out in Thornton, Colorado, which is a little bit north of Denver. I work for Boeing Defense right now. I've been assigned to the Department of Navy. I'm working with our PA program. We do a lot of testing labs in Dallas. So after I get off the phone with you, I'm off to Dallas, Texas. I try to find football games when you're broadcasting as much as possible. Right now, I travel a lot on Friday, but I always look on. I always look at your Facebook posts or even some of the Cincinnati. Cincinnati does a great job of reporting high school football, a much better job than Colorado does. And so I keep up with it, what they're doing and whatnot. They had a good rebounding season last year. And, like I said, it's sometimes it's the right coach in the right place. to make all the difference in the world. And I think this coach that you guys have, coming from the old days, is a good move.
Yeah, I totally agree. And John, I know you're really, really busy, and we love catching up with former players and finding out what they're doing. And it's even better to hear how successful some of our former players are. And you know, being a good friend of mine, I really appreciate you taking the time. And we need to, you know, still keep in touch. But again, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us here. And we'll have this podcast or this interview on our website here when we get it up and moving. So I really appreciate it.
Hey, anytime.
All right. Well, that's John Holmes joining us here on our Anderson High School feature alumni. We'll be back with the game right after this.